Sheriff Clark, you seem to have some answers on these things, so I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you, sir. So I don't know if you can sum it up in a nutshell, but when you look at that kind of outbreak of violence and death in Chicago, what first comes to mind? I know a lot of people in this town, they say, oh, there's too many guns. What do you say?
Well, this isn't a gun control issue. The left will always try to make it that this is a human behavior issue. But the thing that's most stunning to me is the lack of a sense of urgency coming out of the White House, coming out of Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice. They see the cop as the enemy instead of the criminals. They've been consistently going after police departments with these crazy consent decrees. They have been attacking the character, the honor, the service of the American police officer instead of going after the criminals. This is easy to fix. We've done it before. We had record levels of crime reduction all across America in major cities, including Chicago, New York, L.A., Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., the Federal District, when we did what works. We got away from what works. That's what the problem here. We just have to do what we've done in the past. We don't need any new creation. No more crazy ideas out of academia, some inane social engineering program to try to rehab criminals, and all this other nonsense has to stop. We have to go back to using jails and prisons as an effective crime control tool. As we sit here and talk about this, President Obama has commuted the sentence and pardoned more people just in the last 6 or 8 months and during his 8 years than any other president. So, you know, this is not that difficult, but of course, the way that I talk and what I want to do right now gets a lot of resistance from the left, who's gone soft on the criminal element.
Good morning, Sheriff. My question to you is, you've had dialogue with Donald Trump on these topics. What do you feel that he will make first as a big impact to help situations like in Chicago? What ideas does he have, and what do you see him doing moving forward?
Well, first of all, kudos to Donald Trump. He is the only candidate. I don't mean in the general election. I'm talking about in the primary as well, the primary elections. To choose a candidate. He's the only candidate that put a spotlight on these hell holes in the American ghetto, all run by Democrats in these cities all across America. So the first thing you have to do is recognize and admit it. And that's why I said the silence on this from, you know, the White House, from Mr. Or President, I should say, nothing to see here, Barack Obama, move along. And Loretta Lynch, from his adopted hometown, for heaven's sakes. I find it quite remarkable. I find it quite astounding. So, with Donald Trump, the first thing he did was he said, hey, we got a problem here. That's the first step toward fixing anything, whether it be your health, whether it be your car engine. You recognize something, you know, the light goes on. You can't ignore this stuff. You got to say, hey, we got a problem here. We got to start to address this. So, he did that. Now, that's step one. Step two is he started to support the work of the American police officer who are on the front lines of this stuff, who have to go out on a daily basis, put their lives on the line to protect and serve their community. The White House under President Obama has been an echo chamber for this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, where is Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they in Chicago protesting the black-on-black crime, the violence? Why aren't they protesting in Mayor Rahm Emanuel's house, demanding that he do something, put together some sort of plan to regain control of the streets and to stop the violence? Think about this. Nearly 800 people killed this year in Chicago, murdered, I should say, in Chicago alone, and over 4,000 people injured by gunfire. Think about that. That's more than the cities of L.A. and New York combined. This I find staggering. Yet, where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Where's CNN? Where's the Huffington Post? Where's MSNBC? They should have satellite trucks in the city of Chicago, daily reports on the violence, demanding that Rahm Emanuel do something, demanding that the governor, who's a Republican, by the way, newly elected, demanding that the state attorney general step in, demanding that the Department of Justice step in, and do something to end this violence. But again, if you look at the statistics, above 80% of these murder victims are black. So we're talking about black-on-black crime. There's some dysfunctional cultural behavior that's going on that would cause somebody who you're having a dispute with to pick up a firearm and shoot you with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just I've been at this for 39 years, folks. I've seen a lot. All right, I'm in an urban center myself, Milwaukee. We have high levels of violence here. So I'm not from some small town or some rural area where I don't see this and I don't recognize. I do, but again, I've been providing the pushback here in Milwaukee as we release longtime criminals, as we have gone soft on crime here in the Milwaukee area. And you know who pays the biggest price for that? Not the professor in the ivory tower who comes up with the social engineering project, not the mayor, not the attorney general, not the council member, the common council. No. Good law-abiding, poor black people, brown people,
yeah. The
elderly, they pay the highest price for going soft on crime. So
yeah.
I think the selection of Jeff Sessions to be the next attorney general, boy, I'll tell you, I was doing somersaults when I heard that, because he supports the police. He's done it as the attorney general in the state of Alabama. He realizes we have to lock these career criminals up. All this nonsense, the myth of black mass incarceration, which doesn't exist. You know, he doesn't believe in any of that crap. He's going to get in there and use, because these are local issues, all right? The White House can't solve urban crime. The U.S. DOJ cannot solve it. But they have resources that they can lend the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago and Milwaukee and New York, where murder's up again as well, Baltimore, and they can use the federal code to send these career criminals for gun offenses, for being felon in possession of a firearm, for street robberies, for these sorts of things, send them to federal prison, not state prison, federal prison for long periods of time. And by the way, Barack Obama just created a lot of space in the federal prison with his commutations of federal sentences.
That's a great point. Sheriff Clark, you are so good. And is there any, I hate to do this to you, and I'm putting you on the spot. I know you've got a busy schedule. Is there any way you can hang?
I've been on the spot before.
Can you hang with us just for about 5 more minutes? Because I would love to ask you a couple more things, and you're kind of on a roll right now.
Sure, that.
Oh, that is so generous of you. I really do appreciate it. I rarely do that, but it's just too good. Stay with us, please. Sheriff David Clark continues. I got some more questions about this and about how race plays an element, not in the crime, but in how the liberal elites and the left turn their back on this crime. Are they doing it because of their own racial prejudices? That's my next question for Sheriff Clark. But first, 845 WMAL traffic and weather. You know what traffic's like up there in the Milwaukee area, so once in a while we have to let people know how to get to work and get home here, sir. Let me jump in here where I just left off. You hear all of the outrage from the academic elites, from the political elites, from the media elites about Black Lives Matter and about a police officer involved shooting. And 9 times out of 10, those police officer involved shootings, when we get the facts, aren't nearly what we were first told it was. It wasn't some act of hatred or racism. But you're right. They're virtually silent when it comes to the crime that we saw in Chicago over the weekend. Is there racism there? I mean, I'm the last person to shout racism. But when you're concerned about a white man shooting a black person, but you say nothing about a black person shooting a black person, it's almost as if you're saying, well, we can't expect them to do any better mm-hmm. than that. This is expected. I mean, after all, they're incapable of not killing each other. Am I jumping in conclusions here, Sheriff Clark?
No, not at all. You know, the lowering of expectations for some of this behavior when it comes to my people, black people, is astounding. This would be, these expectations should sit well with any race, with any people, any demographic, any gender. Human behavior is human behavior. There's acceptable standards of behavior, and there are unacceptable standards of behavior. But the problem is when these liberal elites, and that's who they are, and that's why, I named the New York Times, the Washington Post, the mainstream media. When I look at them, I look at academia as well. I know who the suspects are in this. Liberal academia, when they look at, especially academia, when they look at a black person, when they look at a black community, what they see is a social engineering laboratory. Mm-hmm. They look, and this is the racist, the racism that I think, where I think it plays a role here. They look at the ghetto and they say, there's a social engineering laboratory where we can try experiments. Like, black people are lab animals.
Mm.
Hey, let's try this experiment here. Let's try this program, this over here. And then when a program explodes, because it will, they just kind of, yep, oops, and they kind of walk away, and no one's held accountable for this failed program. So, I look at this and I say the true racism is on the left. When a Democrat Party looks at a black person, they see only one thing, a reliable Democrat vote at election time. Other than that, they don't care about those people.
Well, Sheriff, what do you expect that's going to happen in Chicago with this new administration? Do you forecast changes? Do you think there's going to be an insistence upon changes? And what do you expect and hope those changes will be? And Chicago is just being, you know, kind of the poster child right now of it, but it's urban crime in a lot of cities.
Well, first of all, like I said, the support of the American police officers shoots coming out of the White House. We won't have that echo chamber of Black Lives Matter, nasty, hateful rhetoric coming out of the White House. I think the Attorney General is going to have to do something. I believe these things should be solved and worked at the local level. And if you need federal help, you should ask for it. They have not, Rahm Emanuel and the police superintendent have not asked for federal help. And when I talk about federal help, they'll be asking for dollars. I'm not talking about dollars. I'm talking about resources of the Department of Justice to go after the criminal. But I believe that Jeff Sessions is going to be forced. He's going to have to. And I'm real sensitive to this when the feds start moving in, you know, like they're doing with these consent decrees against police departments when they're not being asked for their help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sensitive to that. But they're going to have to tell the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney of the, you know, Eastern and Western District of Illinois to put together a task force and start using the federal statute to go after these individuals. And when you put these people away for the longest period of time allowable by law, which we got away from for the last 10 years or so, once you do that, you will see a decrease in this sort of activity. But until Rahm Emanuel, first of all, Rahm Emanuel has to go. He has to go.
Well,
he's the one that withheld that Laquan McDonald case because he knew it might impact on his election. That is misconduct in public office. There should have been a state attorney general investigation after that was revealed, and there should have been a United States Department of Justice investigation against Rahm Emanuel for civil rights violation. He violated the civil rights of Laquan McDonald, not the Chicago Police Department.
Sheriff David Clark, we have to leave it there. We could talk to you for hours and would love to do so sometime, but at this point we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, though.
Thank you,
Sheriff.
It's
great stuff. And I know the people of Milwaukee County don't want to share you, but we would love to see you have a role in this administration and come to the nation's capital. Hopefully that'll happen.